Monday, January 14, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization and Dakota County Board of Commissioners reorganizational meetings, 3 o'clock, Board of Equalization, 3:02, Board of Commissioners.
Call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for January 14th. It is after 3 o'clock. We'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Yes, here.
Janet?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes, here.
The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the reorganization, requiring the nominations for chairperson.
For the Board of Equalization?
Yes, for the Board of Equalization.
I would nominate Kevin Rohde.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Marty.
Roll call. Larry?
Here.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, and next we will take nominations for Vice Chair for Board of Equalization.
I'd like nomination for Vice Chair, Janet Peel.
I will second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes. Congratulations, Janet.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda items. With the approval of the previous minutes for December 3rd, 2018. I need a motion to approve those minutes.
Four.
Okay. Motion by Tony and a second by...
Go ahead.
Larry?
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to item B, the approval of the time of regular Board of Equalization meetings as 3 o'clock p.m. I will make that motion to keep the Board of Equalization meetings at 3 p.m.
I have a concern at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And I guess I should bring it up now rather than later. Mm-hmm. I think that's a hard time for people that have jobs to get here. I don't know if there's, and for the public as well, to get here. I don't know if it's possible to do these meetings after 5 or over the lunch hour where more people could have access to come to these meetings and observe or participate.
Okay.
5 o'clock.
That's it. After 5 or after when people are off work. I'm thinking at this time of the day, if you wanted to come and you were working for a school, had kids in school, working 8 to 5 is not very conducive to a public meeting. Is my concern. So that's just my 2 cents.
My only concern is, like, John Spencer mm-hmm. and some other person on the boat, they need to work late or 4 o'clock don't work for you? I mean, it's still...
Well, it's
better at 5 o'clock, right?
Around the noon hour, 11 to 12, 1, 2,
well,
anything.
That's my personal opinion. I don't know what the rest of the board members you know, but it's... Because, you know, some of the personnel get it off to 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So until 5. But it's up to you guys. I mean, it's just a thought.
Well,
what do you think?
I know we've had some instances come up where we've had Jeff's office look into stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if there would be any issue. Like, we have to, you know, like with all of our...
when we go through the protests.
What am I trying to say? The protests. Yeah. When those come up and when we talk about, are you making settlements? Well, I think after 5 o'clock, are we able to still...
It's not like
we
wouldn't be here.
Through the courthouse
that
way?
It's not like you wouldn't be here. Maybe not after 5, but maybe then earlier in the day. Maybe people could come over their lunch hour. I don't know. I'm just thinking about, you know, public noise availability.
Do you want to do 2 meetings on Mondays then?
No, it would piggyback in front of the regular meeting. If we change if we change the equalization, we'd also change our regular meeting time too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what
or that could be, or I guess, yeah, that's, or do it vice versa. Here.
I'd sooner see it at noon than 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, this place locks up at 5, don't it?
4:30.
4:30 is...
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people from the courthouse here that come in and present, and a lot of those people wouldn't be doing it during their regular business hours. I think that would be kind of a hardship. And I don't... Whether it's at 3 or earlier in the day really is not a conflict for me. I don't know what you guys, the other guys, think.
I'm not employed. Well,
Does it affect you much, Kevin, as far as if you're in when you're in the school and when you're not?
I'm not in the school anymore, so it doesn't really affect me there. But
I'm gonna have to decide today. I'm just bringing forth a concern that I'd
like Larry, not myself. I prefer noon, 5 o'clock definitely. Mm-hmm. I just. Too many reasons that
see, the meeting went for an hour and a half or longer, especially during the
tax part of it.
Mm-hmm. Then a guy could be looking at getting on 7 o'clock, getting home or whatever.
If we did it over the noon hour, would you do it a little bit before noon, like at 11:30, so people would have an opportunity to be here in that sweet spot of...
Oh, I don't know. I got to eat at 11:30.
We all have hardships, Larry.
That would be.
You can bring a meal here.
I like bologna sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess
well,
so.
11:30 is fine. I just eat breakfast. I don't ever do.
Do we have to set them for the entire year? Okay.
Really, now would be the time to do it. It really would.
Because they have to advertise that.
Mm-hmm.
And get that.
Yeah. And I've got.
What are the conflicts with maybe some of your folks? I don't know.
Yeah. I've already got agendas out. I'm trying to think. Jolene called me today. She's publishing a public hearing date, but I told her to wait just in case the time would change. Have anything else out there advertised? Well, I did tell, and I could just call these people. We have a public hearing for a tax exempt status, and I sent them a letter, you know. But I can just let them know that the meeting time has changed. I mean,
some of them will be denied this year, so I'm sure there will come.
Yeah.
If it was over the noon hours, Jeff, does it affect years?
No, not for a normal meeting. The only ones I would be worried about are protest areas, because we might do 75 in a day.
Well, we could, and those we start at 8 a.m.
Anyway, so it's okay that we do that.
That's still, okay.
As long as we can set those aside at a special time, depending on how many.
Bob, how about yourself? Would that create a hardship in your office?
No, that's fine. Either.
I think it'd be nicer to do it when everybody from the courthouse is here, so they wouldn't have to have scheduling issues. So I wouldn't have a problem doing
or
it.
I just do it earlier than when people could potentially get away for lunch.
Yeah. One might be a little bit late, harder for people to get away. I don't know. Let's just do it. I wouldn't have a problem doing it with noon.
The only problem that I can see myself to is nothing against Jeanette, because I want to help her out, and I can see her point. During the legislation in Lincoln, you know, and I'm in the legislation committee, and we meet on a regular basis at the Chamber of Commerce at 12 noon.
At noon, okay, that's right.
I can miss the meeting then, you know, but they miss. You have to be very active if you're going to bring up this legislation update. So, then I forgot it's 12 noon.
How often do they hold that meeting?
An hour.
No, what?
Every
week?
Every other week.
Every other week. Does that coincide with these meetings?
Sometimes. Yeah. I guess my concern is I'm on another board that meets the second Monday of the month at 4. So, I mean, I could come to every 3 o'clock meeting, but I would need to hightail it out of here at 3:45. And if that's fine with you, that's fine, you know.
Just 1 o'clock? Your meetings usually last an hour, hour and a half?
That legislation?
An hour.
So if we're at 1 o'clock, we'd be good, Tony?
Oh, definitely.
All right. I'd give you some lights.
I mean, and it's just the legislation in our session, you know.
Yeah, I know what's going on. Absolutely.
Well, is it in Lincoln or here?
They're in Lincoln, but we got update on bills, you know, and we need to look at what bills affect the county and the city and the surrounding areas, you know. So.
And that meeting's in South Sioux.
In South Sioux.
They meet here in South Sioux.
At the chamber.
At the chamber office.
So even if you're at 1:30, so you have time to wrap up and get here.
Let's just go 1 o'clock. Can you make it by 1, you think, for the most part?
Definitely. Is it 1 o'clock work for you?
That works for me, yeah. Like I said, I have 4 o'clock.
It works for me.
All right, let's make a motion. I'll make a motion that we change our meeting time to 1:02 going forward.
Well, do I need to take my motion away, Jim? Rescind my motion?
It did not get... Yes.
It didn't get seconded because I brought it.
No, it did.
Okay.
So I would rescind my original motion of keeping the meetings at 3 o'clock p.m.
And what's happening?
You did.
I rescind my second.
Okay. It did not get voted on.
Okay.
And I think Marty made the motion for 1 o'clock.
We're approving the consent agenda. Do you want to...
Oh... So we need a motion
Let's
to...
Let's just do them separate.
Yeah.
Separately?
Yeah.
Probably so.
So just call for a motion for the minutes, and then we'll...
We did a motion on the minutes already. That was approved.
Well, you did do them separate. You didn't call.
Yes.
Okay. I wondered what this...
Since it's just the approval of the time, do we need to make a motion to... deny that time and then a new motion? No, should be fine.
Okay.
So Marty's making the motion to change it to 1.
Yep.
And a second?
We'll second that.
Okay.
Tony, that's going to interfere with Mexican Monday.
Okay, Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Marty.
We can still have lunch here. We can have a buffet table.
Sorry, Charlie. No more lunch on Monday.
That's late lunch.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. And Jeff Curry requesting board to approve the omitted property and tax roll corrections for parcels 22006661, 22007076, and 22007033-4, and 220045984.
Hey, Jeff.
All right. Let's. I'll just go in order here. That's. Let me see which ones. Okay, the first one, did everybody get a copy of those? I'm not sure. Did we bring these to you, John? Everybody
yes,
has
yes.
one? Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
So what happened here is a data entry problem. There was a split done by this land or property owner's neighbor, and he gained some land. And when they went in, somebody fat-fingered it and deleted his house. So we figured out we better put his house back on. And so his lot was like 6,060, and we're going to have to put back on 34,430. So we're going to have a added or net gain tax of 572.86 on that one.
Okay.
And then who do we have next? Let's see. 6,667. And the next one, the 70776. This was a correction that was done based on a survey was turned in showing a different amount of acres. And when a survey gets turned in, that replaces what the deeded acres are. So we have to go back and change those to reflect the new survey. So this one here, we changed the deeded acres to match the survey acres. It was fairly close. It's not a big gain, but the taxes would go up $21.64 for the additional land that was added for the survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the next one is going to be, if it's 703, same thing. And this one here is also per a survey. And this one here, the land was reduced. So we lost $86.36. So the roll correction would take away $86.36. On that one, the land went from 5 point something, and it's currently sitting at 4.5 something.
Okay.
And the next one was a homestead exemption correction. To receive the homestead, the person who applies needs to remain in that property until August 15th. In this case, she had passed away prior to August 15th, so we have to take them off. So they actually did not qualify for the homestead for 2018. So we take them back to full taxable value, and that would be a net gain of $2,080.88.
Okay.
And those were the only four that were put in, that I believe. Let's see. Yep, that's it. Is there any questions on any of those, or...
The one at the homestead,
mm-hmm.
So what happens? Is it charged up against the estate, or how does rebuild it?
What they'll do is, once we find the obituary, either the state sends it back to us or we'll find it in the obituary, we remail that statute in a letter back out to the person, or the family, the estate, or the personal rep, or whoever, and we let them know.
Or their final claims.
Where it's at, yeah.
Okay.
So they are notified.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Jeff, unrelated to that,
yep.
What's the point emphasis this year? Last year was ag, right, that they were catching up?
Last year we did commercial.
Okay, and what direction are you heading this year?
This year is primarily going to be finishing the cleanup on the commercial. We redid all of our land studies. We're going to clean that up, so some of the lot values might be changing. But other than that, very little is going to change. I mean, ag is, as it sits right now, I just had the state in last week. They're looking at us not doing any changes to ag or residential at this time. They're still reviewing our commercial, though.
If you had a crystal ball, your guess would be that the people that had an issue with theirs would probably be down this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not anticipating a lot of increases anywhere, so we shouldn't see anything. Emerson and Hubbard might have a 2% maybe, if I remember correctly. But other than that, everybody else is pretty much staying the same.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Okay, so I will make a motion to approve the admitted property and tax roll corrections for the four parcels that we just discussed.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we will move on to the mail and or emergency business. I don't have anything. Do you have anything, Joan?
No, I do not.
So, we will move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. There's no public comment. Then we will adjourn at, you got 3:22, Joan?
I don't have it.
3:22.
Okay. We will adjourn the Board of Equalization.
Since we have no chair, the clerk can open the meeting. We'll call the meeting to order. 3:22 p.m. Roll call. Marty?
Here.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review by all citizens. We will go to number two, the reorganizational meeting, and take nominations for chairperson.
At this point, I'd like to nominate my abstain for chairman and make a motion that the nomination cease and cast unanimous ballot for Marty Hall.
That's right. I second it.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Conduct the rest.
You were doing a good job, Joan.
Yeah. I'm going to point.
Good job.
Sorry, Joan is the vice chair.
And you stop. We just got low.
No.
That's all you need, Marty. Sorry.
All right. So the next order of business would be nominating a vice chair. And at this time, I'd like to nominate Tony Gomez as the vice chair.
And I will second that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yeah.
All right, number one, public comment. We'll hear comments about anything that's not presently on the agenda. We'd limit that time to 3 minutes. And does anybody have any concerns or any public comment they'd like to make? All right. So we'll skip down to number three then, the consent agenda items. Approve the previous minutes from December 31st, 2018. The approval of payroll claims, which have been reviewed by myself. They were not signed. We didn't have a sitting chair at that time, so that'll be done after the meeting. Approve council payable claims if applicable, which they are not. So I those. Go ahead and run them all down then, Joan, or? Okay. Okay. Renew the pop machine agreement between Dakota County Employee Association and the Dakota County Board of Commissioners. Approve to designate the following banks as depositories for Dakota County with a maximum deposit being governed by a security pledge by each institution. First Community Bank, Homer, F&M Bank, South Sioux City, First Nebraska Bank, Valley, Bank First Bank, South Sioux City, and Siouxland National Bank, South Sioux City. Approve the date and time of the regular commissioner meeting starting from today, and we're going to be moving those times to...
Just pull it off. I would pull
that. Okay. We'll go ahead and pull that off, and we'll revisit that here at the end of it. We're going to establish the following dates for county holidays: January 1st, 2019, New Year's Day; January 21st, 2019, Martin Luther King's Day; February 18th, 2019, President's Day; May 27th, 2019, Memorial Day; July 4th, 2019, Independence Day; September 2nd, 2019, Labor Day; November 11th, 2019, Veterans Day; November 28th, 2019, Thanksgiving Day; November 29th, 2019, the day after Thanksgiving; December 24th, 2019, half day with Christmas Eve; December 25th, 2019, Christmas Day; three personal days and birthday of that month for the non-bargaining employees. Approve and designate the Dakota County Star as the legal newspaper of Dakota County for 2019. I, approve the posting of the board's agenda on the county website, www.dakotacountynebraska.org. J, approve and designate the county government day be on Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. K, approve the Dakota County burial policy as revised January 30th, 2017. I, approve the following department head appointments: Willard Johnston, Veterans Service; Fred Kellogg, Superintendent and Director of Roads; Vina Helbert, Emergency Management Director; Tiffany Hansen, Health Department Director; Tim Lambert, County Surveyor, to a four-year term that expires in January of 2023. Matt Roos, part-time road superintendent.
Weed.
Just about got a promotion there.
Just about.
Just about. And that takes us to new business. So that is consent agenda items.
Do you need a motion for that? Or?
Yeah, we need a motion.
All consent agenda items except
yeah. I make a motion to approve those items with the exception of F.
I'll second.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Revisit F now. That's the time of the board meetings. With the changing of our meetings in our previous meeting, we'll just go ahead and make a motion to change our commissioner meetings to the dates listed at 102.
I'll second that. Larry?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, number four, new business. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, requests board approval, Resolution 19C-001, Certificate of Completion for the Installation of Advanced Railroad Warning Signs Project HRRR-STWD-116.
The Road Department was enrolled in a program through LTAP for larger railroad markings and markings on our pavement for railroad crossings. And we received the grant, and we are done with the program, and we need the board to sign that we have completed it to send into the state.
Perfect.
Where all was that done at?
Pardon?
Where all was that?
They are on all the pavement ones, of course, are on the paved roads along 77 and 20. Wherever there's a paved road, mostly on 20. The larger ones are every railroad crossing, again, mostly up the corridor 77 and out Highway 20.
Okay, excellent.
Fred, I got a couple questions. The bridge out there at Arnie's, what's the status?
Oh.
They talked to them last week.
Do we want to discuss that now? Or
We discussed the resolution first, and then we'll present a road report, and you can...
Okay, okay.
I'll make the
motion. No, we need to make the motion for the resolution.
I'll make the motion. Approve the resolution 19C-001.
I'd second that motion.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, County Road Superintendent, Road Report.
December 30th through January 12th, 191 hours of total road maintenance, tree and debris removal, 93.5, garbage pickup, 5.5, snow removal, 9, salt and sand hauling, 4, gravel hauled, 1,452 tons, signs and barricading, 26 hours, road concerns, 5, grading, East Sarpy, O Avenue, and Oakdale. That would be north of Highway 12 on Oakdale, gravel, East Sarpy, and Dove's Trail. And as far as Larry's question about the status of the bridge, I talked to him last week. They're the only things left. They got one dead man to bury yet over on the west side. They're going to have to move a piece of machinery to do that. He hoped to get that done either this week or next. The only other thing is, of course, pouring the concrete. He said he would try that if the weather permitted.
How many warm days do they need to do that without a freezing at night?
I do not know. I'd hate to say, but I'd say, I thought he told me it was a 3-day pour, Larry.
They weren't planning on heating it or anything?
No.
Who, is it their responsibility to backfill the abutments?
Ours, the road departments, the counties.
And that dirt will come from where?
We are going to get the dirt off of the minimum maintenance road back to the east, and that will also depend on, of course, Mother Nature. The other thing is that road is also being used, as we all know, for the residents that are on that road, and so we'd have to do it in a fashion that we could move dirt. And
to get the dirt to the west side, you would have to wait for quite a period of time for the deck to get cured out. So would the plan be to go all the way around with dirt, or would it be...
My plan was to do the east side and then work. So work, just start dumping off the bridge once we got the east side done. If we could find dirt. I have really not looked any place for dirt from coming from the west side. It is, of course, feasible to haul it around. It's just time. The other thing is, as part of the FEMA operation was, as we were to use some of the aggregate and dirt that we have put on East Sarpy. And so that's going to have to be coincide. If we're going to use that as a finished product on the bridge, that means the road is going to, they're going to have access to the bridge and use that to go out once we start taking aggregate and dirt off the minimum maintenance road.
So are our scrapers and a canopy leak sound to go pick that rock up?
No, we do not. We have one scraper, and it is not running. It hasn't ran for about 3 years.
Is that the one in Homer, or is that the one in Hubbard?
The one in Homer has been cannibalized. We've stole parts off of it to get the one in Hubbard to run. The one in Hubbard has got hydraulic problems. The steering will actually turn.
You don't want it to.
Yes.
Yeah. And the dozer? The little dozer, is it mechanically sound?
Dozer's fine.
We just don't have no need to use it for nothing.
Most of the dirt we haul now through out of ditches or anything is usually back on dump trucks. And that's what we'll use on the bridge.
Yeah, it looked to me like there'd be enough ditch material coming out just a short distance from there. They just clean some ditches out.
Yes.
And finish up on that west side and not have to wait for the deck to get cured out. If there was to pour it, say, if we have to wait until April, say, 1st of April, we won't have to wait until May to get the dirt, I mean, to get them opened up, you know. So, but as far as picking up the aggregate on that minimum maintenance, it'd be nice if a guy had a scraper, you just run up there and pick it up.
Excellent way to do it. What way we'll probably do it now is windrow it up with graders, pick it up with loaders, throw it in the truck, and down the road.
Yeah. I got a couple more questions. Did we do the work on Oakdale up where Knife River had the plant set up? Did we grade the road up and put the new quartzite on or road rock?
Yes. North of Lieber's there, you
yeah.
mean? Yes.
Well, south and north, yeah. Long there.
If I don't know if you've been up it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it is not the best road, but usually that we have never had a full-time resident there.
Well, now we're talking about two different places, because this is Oakdale, where Knife River had their plant set up.
Oh, okay.
See, that road was poorly graded, and then new material put on the road. Did we pay for that, or did
yes.
Knife River pay for that?
Yes.
Why wouldn't Knife River be responsible to reconstruct the road?
They put down some millings after they were done and said they were done.
Well,
if you want me to call them and tell them that they owe more for aggregate, I will gladly do that.
We should send them a bill.
Okay.
And it's not even graded up properly. I mean, the road's 10 foot wider than it was before they started hauling out of there. Dixon Pass, does that belong to the county or the city of South Sioux?
This county takes over right at the right around the first corner as you're coming down Dixon Path from South Sioux.
Yeah.
Once you turn the corner there at Masters,
yeah.
We start right there. And then the second corner going
west
into Odell's and then back to the west again is all clear to
That's going to need some attention. That little short stretch there. Well, it all does.
That was the plan for the county to trade some roads with South Sioux, and those talks with the commissioners and the board of South Sioux fell off. But that was one of the roads that was considered to give to South Sioux in a trade.
Um,
The other thing is I'm currently doing my 1 and 6, so if there's any commissioners who would like to have any input on what's going in on roads, new roads, resurfacing, anything like that, any work in on roads, give me a call or contact me in the next couple of weeks.
I've got quite a number of items that should be addressed prior to anything that's on that 1 and 6.
Okay.
And one of them would be Hall Avenue. When are we going to do Hall Avenue?
What avenue, Larry?
Hall.
R?
The tubes are going to go in. No, Hall. Hall Avenue.
Hall on Jacobson.
Hall.
Hall?
South of.
That's was supposed to actually be done last year. With 50 inches of rain and our 22 projects that we have on our FEMA projects that we acquired through the rain last year, did not get done. But the pipe is out there, the hydraulic study's done.
Could we be taking the trees out?
Probably could, yeah. Currently, we're going to try to get a site ready to trees and vegetation out for dirt. Well, on East Sarpy there, like I said, so if there's a time we can haul dirt, we'll have that ready to go.
There's also three locations where we have type 3 barricades that are where the shoulders are slid away. We're going to address that pretty soon.
Where's this at?
Well, two of them are over there by Rush's up there on the west line of the county.
Okay.
And I mean, they've been there for a year, I guess. Which to me is important. It's unsafe. And then I Avenue, a lady got a hold of, well, Tony, and it got a hold of me. We went down and looked at a ditch clean out on I Avenue where the water comes down out of the field, runs across the road down into her yard. Couldn't we go down there with an excavator and throw that stuff out of it and throw it up into that guy's field?
That is one of the FEMA projects.
Why don't we do it?
Why isn't it? Why aren't we doing it? I talked to Rod Rohde. What we'd like to do is make a berm that comes down that minimum, that last section of minimum maintenance road, where the water comes off of his field, and divert the water so no more water comes down that minimum. That's actually the county road from the last resident. Goes up in that probably, I'm guessing, 600 feet, maybe more.
Yeah.
And see if we can divert that water. Mr. Rohde is also going to let us slope back that bank on the west side of that.
West side
ditch
road.
There.
But there's no ditch there now.
Yeah, and so when we dig the ditch, we'll slope that back. Otherwise, if we put the ditch there now, we'll just be moving the dirt twice, is all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just looks like you could. Then down on L Avenue, there's a sinkhole that showed up that was fixed last fall on L. It was fixed last fall, but it's right back there today, perhaps worse than what it was. It should be addressed because it's out in the driven path on the right side of the road.
On L Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's down in that valley there. There's some people live on the west side and some over on the east side. And then the culvert's plugged at Dwayne Rohde's, where the intersection washed out the last major storm we had. That intersection washed clear away, and it cost us a considerable amount of money to put it back. That culvert should be cleaned.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been that way for most of the summer, or half the summer. That's about all I have right now. Thanks, Fred.
All right, thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Appreciate it. B is Sheriff GL report. Sheriff is not able to be here today, and we're going to go ahead and put him on the agenda for next week, and we will do our quarterly jail tour next week, in 2 weeks also. C, Robert Giese requesting board certify and authorize county account information and local deposit information for the Nebraska Public Agency Investment Trust and the Union Bank and Trust Company as NPAIT administrator.
Mr. Chairman and
Members of the board, gentlemen, that's that letter we needed.
Okay, thank you.
Impate is a investment, not investment, but just a savings place that a lot of counties are using today. They have really good interest rates compared to what a lot of the local banks have. Although in the last year, interest rates have gotten a lot better. I mean, I'm talking from, you know, 0.10 to you know, 1 and 2% you're mm-hmm. seeing out there now. So what little money that we do have, we're making pretty good money on the money we're saving today. And this is just another somebody that we haven't used, but there's probably more than 50 counties that are currently using it. So just I wanted to make that. I don't plan on using them because the interest rates have gotten a lot better lately. Mm-hmm. Our local money is still making good money, so I don't plan on moving it, but it's just another option. If we're making two and these guys pay three, we may do it. Mm-hmm. So it's just we need to get them on the get them approved and make them one of those. So if everything works out, it'll probably just be with our banks in next year when we approve all the banks that we use now. So
okay,
just
yeah,
just need approval to get them started. So that's it.
All right, thank you. All right, we will go ahead and I'm going to make a motion to certify and authorize county account information local depository to the Nebraska NPAIT that Mr. Giese spoke of.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. D, Matt Roos, present weed report and request board approval for chair to sign his report.
I think you all have copies of that, I think. Yep. So it's just the weed plan and then the activity report from the last year, infestation report, budget report, all that good stuff. So.
All right.
So we'll have to go through that. And I have to have you, Marty, the chairman, will have to sign that, and I have to send a copy to the state.
I know we talked a little bit in passing about, you know, maybe treating some of the road bridge abutments a little differently. Is that something that we'll talk about a little bit further down the road?
I've been to CPS and CEA, and the problem with that is that Framatol is $40 a gallon, and it's going to take probably 5 or 6 gallon for each bridge, so because it's a ground sterilizer and it has to reach the ground.
And it lasts for.
You can spray Roundup on it, but if you read the news or look at the news, and Roundup isn't killing anything anymore. So
how long will sterilize the ground for?
I think if you get a good contact with the soil, it's 5 years.
Oh. Okay. So. All right.
And I don't know. I don't have a number on how much, how many bridge rails do we have, and how all, exactly how much that would take. But
yeah, down the road we get together and see what
we can
works.
Start with one or two and see how it works.
Start a pilot program, kind of see how it works for us.
How did it go last year?
It was a huge learning curve. When I took this job, everybody said, oh, you should be able to do it in a couple of weeks. Well, no. A couple of weeks stressed out for about 3-4 months. When you blade roads for 10 hours a day, and then you go spray for a couple hours a day, and then you got baseball games to go to and all that good stuff. It just kind of, something's got to go in your day. And it was usually the weed spraying, so.
Give her a sleep.
So we're going to do better next year. I didn't do a lot of reports. I'd go out. I did a lot of spraying, but just didn't get wrote down like I should have.
But the gentleman that came in and reviewed your stuff said that everything was up to snuff.
Yeah.
So, good deal.
Did the UTV help?
Oh, tremendously. Yeah, the pickup that we had that we sprayed with before, you know, we could go from here to the highway and back again, and it would spray out 300 gallons. Now I can do that, and then, you know, I can go for probably do almost 10 miles spot spraying with 100 gallons on the UTV. So, yeah, it actually saved us a lot of chemical time.
So, yeah, it'll pay for itself quick.
Yeah, I'd say within the next year or two, we'd
good investment.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Good idea.
I'll just leave this copy in Jones on Jones' desk, and you can sign this copy.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Yep. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Okay. I make a motion to the report from Matt, and you have the chair to sign the report.
I can second that.
Do we have to spray weeds, or do we leave it up to the
landowner? I think John Monson can answer that.
Well, we own the on the bridge and boat, but you know, we own, or the county owns, right?
Yeah, that's the county folks. I mean,
but the landowner owns to the center of the road in most cases.
Well, there's certain noxious weeds, you know, have to be sprayed. I don't know.
It's
that.
Like
I don't know
the spraying, that. I'm mowing. I mean, there's a lot. Some roads don't get sprayed. Some do, some don't. Some roads get mowed and some don't. So, I don't know.
I think we tried to do that to avoid that. But John's going to bring some documents or something.
At some point, it becomes a safety concern, too, in some situations.
Well, right.
Yeah. At some point, I mean.
We have some responsibility on what gets sprayed. We have to.
We're required by law to have a noxious
weed. It's a state statute that we have to spray our
right
away.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's a state statute that the landowner mows his road ditch, but as far as it's in our right of way as weeds, we have to spray that.
It's landowner mows, but you spray.
The landowner owns to the center of the road. I mean, it could be a state deal, but everybody don't get their weeds mowed or sprayed. I mean,
yeah, but people down in Lincoln say that that's the statute. I mean, we can't say that's not the statute.
If the person doesn't spray, then Matt's required to write them up.
10 or 15 day notice. And everybody that I talked to this summer, I don't know, was fairly receptive. I don't know if I'm intimidating or not, but it was just, I walked up and I talked to them and I told them that they had weeds and they sprayed them or mowed them off. So, I mean, we never had to do that 10 or 15 day notice. I mean, the 15 day notice is when the county attorney gets involved and then.
Well, I just know from my experience in the past, about 10, 12 years ago, I had a few little thistles. And our county guy, he come around somewhere, you got to do something about that. Well, we're going to move that dirt pile, and they're going to go away. We couldn't mow it. They were up on this pile. But right across my road, that entire 20 acres was thistles. There's still thistles.
Was that on Marty's property?
Yeah.
No. Right. No. Okay.
So he's got bluegrass there, so thick and nothing. No physical growth.
No, but I have a book for you, and I'll go down to my office and get it.
Well, I take your word for it, Diane.
It is what it is. Yeah.
I mean, we've all got somebody above us, and the county's got the state, and so that they tell us. You know, they tell me what I got to answer to you guys, and I have to answer to them too. So.
Right.
Yep.
You guys are so doggone busy doing that other stuff, you ain't got time to be mowing and stuff and all that.
Well, we could always hire a couple more people.
Cost too much money.
Did I answer your question, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. That takes us to the appointments, the different advisory boards and working committees. I'll go ahead and read through those. The Area Agency for Aged Advisory Board is going to be Lois Daniels, and that's through 2022. Area Agency on Aging Governing Body, Kevin Rohde. County Health Board, will be Kevin Rohde and Larry Albanicious. Dakota County Safety Service Agency is going to be myself. Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partner, Bill Engel. Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing Authority, Joe Neal. Planning and Zoning is going to be Larry Albanicious. Region 4 Mental Health Board, me, myself. North Star, Kevin Rohde. RCND, Nebraska Los Hills Resource Conservation and Development Council, Janet Gill. Simcoe Board of Directors, Kevin Rohde. Simcoe Transportation Policy Board, Larry Albanicious. And then for the working committees, Americans with Disabilities, Kim Watson. Civil Defense, Kevin Rohde. We're going to hold off now on the Dakota County Rural Economic Development appointment because the county's looking into some things, and we may have a situation where that will be appointed at that time. Emergency closings is going to be Sheriff Kleinberg, Kevin Rohde, and Larry Albanicious. Finance and budget will be myself and Janet Gill. Growing Community Connection is going to be Janet Gill. Highway 35 will be Larry Albanicious. Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful will be Janet Gill. The LEC board will be myself and Commissioner Gomez, and our at-large person will be Scott Love. The legislative committee will be Tony and Sally Reinert. Merit Commission will be Janet Gill. Personnel and policies will be Tony Gomez and Larry Albanicious. Press committee will be myself and Joan Spencer. Property space utilization will be myself. Road committee will be Larry Albanicious and Kevin Rohde. Safety will be Tony Gomez and Larry Albanicious. And the Veterans Oversight Committee will be myself.
Sounds good, Chair.
All right.
The emergency closings.
Yes, sir.
Who else was on that with me?
Larry.
Larry, okay. Thank you.
And that'd be the situation, you know, where you just...
Yeah. Weather-related.
Yeah, weather-related, if we're going to have a closing of the courthouse or the hours of the courthouse or anything along that nature, so...
It'll never get closed.
Mm-hmm.
You can always make it.
All right.
What starting to do.
So do we... How do we figure out where... Who our connections are?
Joan has it. We'll have that information.
Okay.
So
perfect.
She will have that.
Okay.
So who's KNNB? Keep Northeast Nebraska View.
Janet.
Janet. I didn't. I'll have to get with you. I didn't know. I didn't work them all. And Nebraska Los Hills.
Is Janet.
Janet also. So that's that meeting. Okay. Okay.
And then we connect with them and figure out their meeting schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They actually contact me and ask who got assigned to their board.
Yeah, they'll usually send out packets letting you know when it is and
agendas.
The agendas. And
they usually meet in Oakland.
Yeah, I recognize Kent Newman and, and Dick Leitchup, I know.
You'll know a lot of those people on that board.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of the scheduling stuff for the when they do the tire pickup and the e-waste and those types of things, herbicide and plastics. They get grant money and then do those and host them in the different communities. And about every third meeting is at one of the local like a restaurant, or we toured the manufacturing plant in Lyons one time as part of a meeting. So it's very interesting.
So this one, the next one's tomorrow already, right? Tuesday the 15th. Okay. So I can just show up.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I'll just show up. Okay.
I'll just see you.
All right.
All right. Commissioner committee reports. Any commissioner committee reports? Any mail or emergency business, gentlemen?
In the mail today, I got information from the Nebraska Department of Accountability. Everybody got a copy. They just a reminder that you have to file that C1 form by March 1st.
We should have got it in the mail at our personal address?
No. It's that yellowish, yellow and gold.
Okay. And if you don't get it sent in on time, they will remind you.
Yes.
I know.
Yep.
Anything else? I got my year-end 6 month health insurance report today, aggregate report. So if anybody wants to look at that, they're welcome to. And I put on the table for everybody to look at 6 months here. This is where everybody's at. This is 6 months of spending. This is their budget. This is a percent of their budget they've spent. And then down here is compared to last year and where we're at last year. And then the road department and road funds are on the back.
Looks like a lot of people are doing.
Do you have any questions?
Good.
Just to get information, John.
Caller.
Thank you, Joan.
So this is halfway through the year.
And we're averaging $13,000 more a month in revenue than expenses, which is a turnaround from last year. We averaged $20,000 more in expenses every month than we did revenue, and the year before that it was $60,000, and that's why we did some big cuts.
Is there a long-term discount on here, right?
The what?
Long-term debt.
Do we have long-term debt bonds?
You mean when we borrow, like, against bridges and things of that nature?
The payments are part of the budget.
But
I don't have a long-term debt on there, no. It's about $4 million.
For the motivator payments and the roads, highway, and street payments, bridge money. It's really hard to make that up, isn't it?
A little bit at a time.
Yeah.
We're making some headway.
Yeah.
It's so drastically different than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're bringing in a little bit more money than we were 2 years ago. Last year.
Federal inmates are what I see making the difference.
Yeah.
That's that $13,000 a month.
Just think if we had another 100 beds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's unpredictable.
It is unpredictable.
We'll
know what's going to
happen 2 years from now.
Yep, things could easily be different. They could still be shut down.
Yeah. Okay, and then we...
Before Jeremy's chair, I'd like to thank you for the technical position of the chair. Congratulations, and congratulations to all of you, and I hope we work together and do what's best for the taxpayers in this county. Thank you very much, Mr. Olden.
I thank you for the confidence you have in putting me in this position, and I think that we all have a real varied past, and I think it'll make a really, really good board. Thank you all for serving.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you. You are.
We're adjourned.
Okay. Time?
Yeah. 4:03.
Everybody is required to put their signature and register their signature with the Secretary of State's office.
So
any documents come print and sign, not the chairperson's one.
Sign.
So the meeting on the 28th will be at 1?
Yes.
Okay. 1 o'clock.
We meet again.
What?
We meet again.
Always.
That basketball game wasn't much of a basketball game to go to the other night. But it happens.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was good.
Sign that. Signed it in first.
Print and then sign.
Okay.
I'm going to need a stamp this year, John.
To another meeting.
Thank you.
it hurts a little bit. I'm getting the carpal tunnel.
I've already had the surgery. It's not too bad.
Well, you can sign all those board of equalization stuff.
No, no.
Just in that box. Right,
just anywhere.
Print and then sign.
Just anywhere.
Not quite anywhere. It has to be behind commissioner. Okay.
Those four there just beat me
when
up.
When you sign 400 pages and stuff, I mean, I used to do that, and you get it.
Yeah, because last year was only like 600.
Hopefully, it was crazy. The last 2 years have been unbelievable.
That's what I've heard. It's just been crazy.
Hopefully, with going forward and everybody going through a cycle of it, we won't.
And it sounds like next year they'll just be cleaning up for the hand.
Yeah.
Person. That's the final.
That's the way they say. There'll still be hundreds, hundreds.
No initial or not necessarily.
However, how you like Larry?
However, your auto signature is.
It's all right. All right.
Brendan,
did somebody?
Were you trying to make him mad?
No,
then everything's good.
I didn't want to know what the plan was. I really didn't get an answer, I guess.
Again, for the plan for what?
When these things are going to get done?
Well, now you're on the road department, so a lot of those things, you know, you can just address to him, you know, when you're talking to him.
I would go in and just go into his office.
At a meeting.
Just go in and you can ask him anything you want.
What's that I-6 thing they were talking about? That or that?
1 and 6.
1 and 6.
1 and 6
is that
projects
for the county roads, you know, bridges and the stuff like that.
Should they do a drive around or something?
Short term, long term projects.
Oh.
Like M Avenue would be
a long term or whatever.
1 or 6. Yeah.
And just because it's on the 1 or 6 doesn't mean something new can't come on and be the first priority. It's just something that
like
they're
rating,
looking.
It's a ratings.
Yeah, they're just kind of looking at
kind
it into the future
guideline. Did that have just something to do with on the top of that report where it had all those numbers across the top?
You haven't seen it, Janet.
No,
he hasn't seen it yet.
Okay.
I can print you out for
that's
Cindy
right. I'm sure
last year. He's got it on the February 11th agenda.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we'll see it then.
Yeah.
So do I go ahead and just go through these now and sign them?
See, some half of the things that I had on my list were safety issues, as far as I'm concerned. And that's something we ought to be looking at more seriously than what we have in the past.
There is a place out between Hubbard and Emerson there where, I mean, it is a really severely deep ditch that has a barricade against it where the road is kind of washed out along a drainage way that, I don't know what the best way is to go about starting to fix those.
Well, I don't know either.
I mean,
how much can we spend?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Time, manpower, and money.
Yeah.
And how do you know if this is good or bad? I guess I wonder about this report. How do you know if that's good or bad if they spent this many hours?
It's more informational. You know, there's going to be the same number of total hours out of there basically every time. But
how they do it.
Yeah, it's just what they divide that time into.
As long as their budget is looking pretty good, they don't really worry about that stuff. I see. I would guess sometimes you'd have a lot more overtime when it's like
blizzard.
Yeah, it's rare if there's any overtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snow removal.
That's about the only time.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it's not a lot of garbage pickup.
That's the key.
Well, garbage pickup is just something to keep the guys busy with, I think.
More or less.
They can't do something else.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure I'll get used to seeing this, and I'll notice if something.
And then the inmate or the one from the jail, do you understand that one?
Take that one back. Bring that one back next time.
So these top things right here.
Yep, next time.
All these are A1.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
those are operators.
Well, that's ours. That's different people.
That's operators. Yeah. Different operators.
Yeah. Graders.
Graded 191 hours.
Okay.
The last two weeks.
Okay.
But I was on some roads today that could have a blade on it for sure. More than one or five of them.
Well, my road, my lane, oh, did I make a mess out of that?
I saw it when you were still around there. I didn't drive down it.
When the frost was going out, I went ahead and I made some big old ruts through that. It was terrible. It was way worse than it's been the last 3 years, even in the spring when I went out. So I went over and I called over to Verzani and I got some a little bit bigger aggregate to put in those trails. And I got some of that. Yeah, it's a mess. I'm just going to get some more rock in the spring. But it'll get me through this winter, hopefully.
The other thing that I forgot to tell everybody was we got a letter from Nebraska Department
they worked long hours.
Commission on Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice, and the jail was in full compliance. They just had an inspection.
Okay.
And we got a report that the jail was in full compliance.
Janet, have you ever done a tour of the jail?
I haven't, so I was kind of looking forward to
that. I was just thinking, I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to ask flat out if you'd ever been in there.
I told my boss, I was going to have our 4 o'clock meeting today, our board meeting, and I wasn't going to go because I really wanted to.
And that'll work out fine doing the meetings earlier. But yeah, it's interesting, you know, they really, the way it's set up with the different pods where you can just stay in one central area and see all of the different prisoners.
I'm anxious to see it. I've heard a lot
about federal prisoners wear orange jumpsuits, orange stripes for the local prisoners wear black or blue, so they can keep them separated that way.
And they called her brother and said,
interesting. So we keep the jail report for next time, so we'll get the jail tour and the report next time. Perfect. Looking forward to that.
Come down and get her.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure.
Yeah.
So I was gone.
And if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, right now, I'd probably make $500,000 roughly off of the federal prisoners.
Oh, yeah.
If we didn't have federal prisons right now, we'd still be in really swimming up. So you try not to look into the future going, that's going to be our funding source. You know, we try to do it without that.
Who got put on building?
Well, I will say thank you.
Who got put on the building?
Thank you, because we appreciate that.
Property space utilization.
Me.
You and who else?
I think just me, you? But no, but who else
property
wants to be on?
Property space utilization.
I'll be on that one.
Yeah, Kevin.
I've got some space utilization, I guess.
Amy Munderloh came and looked at that basement office down there that was
the Haven House deal?
Yes.
Is that the old health department area?
Yep.
What did they think?
Well, she wants to know what we want to charge.
Down the basement, you mean?
Yes.
Ask her what she's willing to pay.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to know what they're paying now, I guess. I called the city of Dakota City and asked if they knew of any place that was renting to get an option. We pay rent to the NRD for our extension office, and we pay $5.39 a square foot. The probation in South Sioux pays $9.25 a square foot. That's what we're paying for the probation space. That would be.
And that's down, right?
Down is there.
Kevin, yes, they did.
They do.
Kevin went and measured it. We have about 866 square feet.
Square feet.
So at $5.39 a square foot, it comes to $4,670 a year or $389.20 a month. They would get their utility. That would include their utilities.
That's awfully low.
Yeah.
Is it?
$300 what a month?
$389.20 a month.
How much square foot?
I will rent that.
$866.
That seems.
866 square feet.
Yep.
Seems like there's a lot more room.
About the size of this room. Mm-hmm. It's about the size of this room. That's what they would get.
Oh, it's bigger.
Plus,
than
they would have telephone. Plus, they would have.
It's.
That's a little bigger.
I think it's significantly bigger.
A little wider.
You can go down and look at it.
It's better than.
Do you guys have you been down there before?
I heard of the dungeon.
Why don't we just go down there right now?
That'd be fine.
We can just go down there right now, take a look at it. Is that okay?
At some point, do we get to do it, like a tour of the courthouse and stuff?
No.
That's what I was telling Larry.
I'm sorry, Jan.
You just get to slide in this door and slide out.
As long as you get locked into jail.
That's where all the bathroom deals go down, right back there.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, before they built the new jail, this here was right in the center of one of the cell pods that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah,
it was. It was.
Really?
Yep, right there in Jones' office.
Southwest. Yeah. Designation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would have got to see the jail by then.
Monthly aggregate report for the year. I am March to December, 10 months. We have received $652,000 in premium payments. We put in that much, and we have
$401,000 in claims. So we're $255,000
ahead
of receipts versus claims.
So that should help with your experience.
Whoa.
But we have one or two people, we have one person that takes a really expensive drug.
So it might hit your...
So it's hitting our outside carrier. Yeah. So I'm really scared about what our premium is going to go up. I'm not even sure how to budget for next year.
And are we in a class action?
We're in a class action lawsuit against that
medication
that
provider,
drug
company, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
For price gouging.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yes. It went
us
from
specifically, or is it kind of a?
It's a class action. It's a class action.
Okay.
Yeah. It went from $30 prescription to $49,000 prescription, and we're paying.
Holy.
We're paying close to that every month for this one drug.
From $30.
So our outside carrier is paying almost $1 million this year. So who's going to bid our insurance, knowing that they're going to have $1 million claim immediately?
Yeah.
It's going to be.
That does sound like highway robbery.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
So.
Tony?
Yes.
I heard medication is cheap down in Mexico. You know anybody down there?
It is, you know, all the time. I mean, you don't know what medication you're going to get, you know.
Maybe we want something that'll cure that guy.
Well, some people have the conscience, you know. That Mexico medication is cheaper. Yeah, it is. But you don't know what you want to get. You want to get the real brand name.
I
you want to pay the price.
I started two behind, and then
that's what my doctor told me about the blood thinners. You got to know what you're getting.
One thing that is cheaper.
That Coumadin, that rat poison is a lot cheaper if you buy it off the shelf rather than get it through the prescription.
Well, it is cheap. Yeah, but the other stuff isn't.
The dentists, the doctors, I mean, they're cheaper compared to here. It is cheaper. Yeah. So how much money we got in inheritance?
Thank you for accommodating. I want to talk to you guys. I appreciate that.
Hey,
it's
an easy group to get along with.
Yeah.
Except Marty.
Except for Kevin.
We were arguing over who's going to be the chair. And Marty,
I got the short straw.
You
got. Yep. I got a few good licks in.
Yeah, this is all from Kevin.
You guys, experience.
Just give you a quick rundown of this. Mm-hmm. The jail report, the sheriff would come in. Mm-hmm. This is what our total amounts. That's
I'm
how many
copy
we have.
You go right ahead.
And then I'll have it typed up for you next.
It's kind of just
perfect
average.
I thought everybody.
We have zero juveniles, which the juveniles are a huge drain.
Yeah, very expensive.
Very expensive to house.
Maybe you and I should just make a tour of the county shop.
Less than 16? What is juvenile?
I go there.
No.
You're too busy, you told me.
Juveniles
can
be
19
and
under.
19 and under, okay.
If they got into the system prior to their 18th birthday in Nebraska,
it's not going to be a tough
time. You got average 24 federal inmates.
Mm-hmm. You know,
county 91, those are the ones that are still in the court system, waiting court, or have been sentenced to county jail, not state jail. In 2018, that was our average.
You go and sit down with Fred at the office.
What's our capacity?
132?
Oh, wow. So we are probably 80% or so then, aren't we?
Yeah. And
it's actually running, it's running the last 4 months, running lower than it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 10 years ago, that was probably our average of just straight state inmates.
Without any federal.
Which, that is all money against us.
It's against us?
Yeah, we pay for them.
Oh, if it's county versus these, we get reimbursed for.
Yeah, we get reimbursed
so
for all of our federals.
You know, the thing is, you'll have somebody go into Walmart and they'll, you know, shoplift $200 items, but then people sit out their fines for like $75 a day, whatever it is now.
It's like $150 a day.
So you know, you have all these people coming in, and because it's not like you're making any money off people paying fines, because they all just sit it out, and then it costs you money to have them in jail.
They sit it out.
Oh yeah.
Get off by sitting it out.
Yeah.
But I know I saw them.
So if you got $1,000 fine, you know, sit in there 7 days or pay $1,000, most people say I'll sit here.
$1,000
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
It's, oh yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
That much.
You shouldn't have to.
And, but I do.
Yeah, the shop.
I find that out.
Problem in this county. And that's, they make it, like 250 shoplifting arrests a year at Walmart. They come here, and we get zero tax dollars because they're all tipped.
Yeah.
So we don't get a tax dollar out of Walmart. So much of what South Sioux does is all in a
property tax.
Yeah. So it's a tax increment financing to get, and I understand you got to do things to get this. You just do, but I mean, so many of those, even 10 to 15 years.
That's what is maybe more than, you what know, we figure sure $600,000 to $800,000 controlling their noxious
the county
weeds.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with that.
And
looks like the county, that city's
so
taking advantage of
the right of way.
And that's
it's not that big a deal.
Senator,
I would just try to eliminate
it. Johnny, all right. It is
in that area, you know. I don't know. We didn't have to do it in the landowner. They don't mow the damn road like they should.
They're
going
to
take care of the weeds.
Yeah, until when?
The neighbors are
until
important,
the
too.
So, then you probably
then they move on.
Renew for another 10 years or something?
They renew it.
I mean, what do we gain?
Just full of thistle.
Nothing.
So every month is
this.
Now,
we mow everything we got anyway.
And then this is kind of how much we made in December. This is how we're doing for year-to-date.
Yeah,
I really want to know those rules.
It's usually every
calendar.
Yeah, it's usually every meeting.
There's weed jobs
I've been at the meetings and sitting out there when he does it, but I've never seen this. So we need to make.
Yeah, and this, yeah, exactly. This was the one
map
we do. We do the ice holes.
All
right,
well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
There's
if they're out of control, then that landowner should have a letter saying that they have a certain time that they have to comply with that. And we've actually had.
What's the marshal? Is that like people
federal prisoners?
Right.
No, Kevin does a kind of a part-time gig, or part of his duties are with the marshal service, and so Kevin really has an in with them and is very instrumental in getting the federal prisoners to come to the
court. Supposed to work
okay,
that way.
So like if they're overbooked somewhere.
Even something. Today I was driving. Kind of like yesterday
that.
I drove
and there. And well, in the sheriff's office also does a lot of transport back and forth to hospitals and to court as part of the deal. So they get paid to do these transports, but you know, there's a couple deputies most days that are running people here, there, and everywhere.
I remember talking about them being offline.
What is the difference between federal and marshals?
Like the FBI and the Marshal Service. Oh, the Marshal Service is tasked with courts, courthouses. Inmates.
We can send a letter to them, you know,
the sex offender registry.
That's Marcus.
And
information on our, is it an app?
Yeah, a lot like the courts, a lot like the sheriff's office. They have to provide the court security. They have to provide like the housing for federal inmates. And they don't, before they get sentenced, they don't go to any federal penitentiaries, so they go to all the surrounding counties. So Woodbury houses of Bryan County, Lyon County, Sioux County, us.
While they're waiting?
Going to court. It's just like here.
They're waiting for their court date, but it could be a long time sometimes.
Because if they get sentenced for over a year, they're going to go to somewhere else, more than likely. Yeah, after they get sentenced. But if you get county time, you know, like drunk driving and you're doing a month, you're doing it here. But anybody who's sentenced for longer than a year, for the most part, is not going to be serving their time here. Yeah. And the feds, until they're sentenced to that federal penitentiary, they're in these surrounding jails. Larry better watch out when he walks in there. They'll be rattling their metal cups against the bars. No. They're behind glass walls. They don't even know where you're here. It's a one-way glass. It's like a central pod. You walk in and you can look into all the pods. They don't even know you're there.
Oh, that's great. That way they'll
only
get to kill you later when you get
out of
jail.
Oh, I don't know what the average stay is anymore. We had it figured the one time. It was like 7 months.
It's in your report?
I don't think it is.
No.
Not there.
Not their average.
The
average day.
The one that...
Do they have chain gangs anymore?
No, unfortunately.
No, help them work off some of them.
No.
No?
No, you can't get an inmate out for the love of money.
And you can't even have a big, no project.
What it costs, what it takes is two people, two jailers, to watch them while they're out.
And you go negative on the deal.
Larry, when I was a kid, they used to have that little jail up there in South Sioux inside the police department.
The last.
And my grandpa, Albert Meyer, was a cop there in South Sioux. And my dad was pouring concrete. He'd just go up and check a couple guys out, and they'd pour concrete. And
I can make
Sounds like Tony Goodson Day.
Different days, man, different days.
Ernie Reed, he used to come fall to here.
Yeah.
He'd get in trouble, so then Tony would take him in and get eaten sweet all winter.
Yeah.
Then he'd go out and help, Tony on the farm.
Yeah.
He likes to get locked up.
Right.
And they don't.
And we don't really get any fines back.
The majority of them choose to pay off their fines in a time pay agreement with the court system.
So they don't have to stay.
You might get out there, man. You know.
They don't pay, and they might get a warrant for them, and they wind up back in jail.
And as long as they make any type of payment, monetary payment, they have to continue it. So even if they come in and make a dollar for their payment.
This requires everybody to sign.
Uh-oh. Even if it's,
sorry.
Call to Janet.
Just filling.
Yeah,
trying.
Working on it.
Oh, yeah. The best part is...
Do I print first?
No.
But they have to have a hearing every single month for it. So the entire court system has to get, you know, the court secretary, the judge, and then it has to go out to the file clerk.
I didn't realize it had...
For the railroad?
Yeah.
The thing you'll see, too, Jen, is we get to... pay, like you come in there and then you get to pay all their health expenses while they're here, all their doctor's appointments, get their teeth fixed, and then you get to pay for their lawyers too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's public defender.
Yep. Well, yeah, and public defender does some of them, but a lot of them get appointed to other attorneys. Like if there's two people in the same case, they can't represent both. So they have all kinds of them. So
we kind of go backwards on this deal, don't we?
Yes.
We need everybody to be law-abiding citizens.
We need everybody to be good. So if you can figure out how to do that, we're all going to retire. And I'm going to go to work for you.
About 10% of this county gets arrested a year.
Really?
That's what the numbers...
Tell her how many people are on the warrant list.
It's gone down. We are at about 1,700 warrants right now.
People that have warrants they get stopped for speeding or something.
They haven't done
Yeah.
And the majority of our...